Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Stephanie Vance is here, too, because she's always a lot of fun and very informative when she joins us. She's going to talk to us about how to make sure that we understand what our elected representatives are up to and what they're working on and how to communicate with them, how to make sure that we get the most out of them, each individual, each and every one of us, to the degree that we can. She helps us with that. That's what she does for a living. She helps communities primarily learn how to make sure that they get the message to their elected representatives on a local, state, and federal level. She's the author of Government by the People, How to Communicate with Congress. Stephanie Vance, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me back.
It's good to have you back. As always, it's a pleasure to have you back on the show. Stephanie, we're just now finishing up one of the safe periods. And that's when Congress has been adjourned and has gone back to their respective boroughs and homes, and they sort of decentralize, they sort of span out over the country, and when they're not gaggled up together in Washington, I always feel like we're a lot safer.
Well, yeah, I know you feel that way, but just, you know, I actually did a tip sheet a couple weeks ago on, well, I guess it was last week, on why you should love paying your taxes, and it's because government does actually do some good things. So,
and I hope you've got a list to back up that bold statement.
Well, I did. In fact, you know, when people listen to the radio and they listen to it over the airwaves, government does help manage the radio spectrum. So,
well, and also some people would take issue with you from the standpoint of how good a job they're doing, because some people would be complaining about the First Amendment issues that are going on right now with the FCC.
Well, yes, that's definitely true, but I think the alternative of having absolutely no management of the airwaves so that everyone's shows are crossing over each other, you know, right, would be disastrous, because people might not be able to listen to it.
That would be disastrous. So what I guess we've decided is one example where Jim Blasingame thinks a regulation is good, right?
Exactly. Well, okay. And if Jim Blasingame drives on roads to work in the morning, Jim Blasingame should be fond of government, because they're in part largely responsible for our interstate highway system and a lot of our local roads.
This is starting to hurt a little bit, Stephanie. this is starting to sting a little bit. I'm not sure I like this direction we're going in here. I tease the government. And with regard to taxes, my statement is, I want the government to have every cent of income, of revenue that they need, mm-hmm. and not a penny more. And the operative word, obviously, in there is need.
Right.
And you're right. We need them to manage, to be the traffic cop, so to speak, for our airwaves. We need them to build the interstates and the public transportation. We need them to do that. We need them to provide for our national security. And those kinds of things, that we need all those things. I agree with that.
Yeah. So they do have a good role to play. And then when they're home for their district work periods, it's important, like they had been for the last couple of weeks, it's important for people to let them know what they think it is that government should be doing.
Right. Now, what are they going to be up to when they get back?
Well, I think the next few months, you know, leading up to the conventions are going to be pretty ugly. I think this is a particularly partisan Congress, not that they've ever been all that nice to each other. And especially with the overlay of the presidential campaigns and the congressional campaigns.
Speaking of which, Stephanie, let me stop you and ask you this question. Do you think that politics is becoming more acrimonious than ever?
Well, I mean, I, of course, am so young that it would be very hard for me to, you know, give a long term.
Yes, but I understand that. But thinking back on your study of history.
Yes.
You know, you being, you, now, you know, since you're only 23 or 24 years old.
Well, I would have to say, at least in the time that I've been in D.C., and I've been here for 15 years, it definitely feels a lot more mean-spirited now than it used to.
Yeah. And, what do you attribute that to?
I think it's hard to say. I mean, I think we're going through a period of incredible tension with the rest of the world, so that makes people nervous. Mm-hmm. I think we're going through a period of scarcer and scarcer resources. You know, the federal government is shrinking, and a lot of these resources are going to state and local governments.
Right.
And so as you know, the amount of money and power in D.C. shrinks, people get a lot more nasty about how they're going to fight over it.
And as entitlements take a bigger part of our budget, they have less and less money to really control, don't they?
That's true. That's a good point, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think it's going to be really difficult, and they have a lot of big things that they need to do in the next few months. They need to they have a highway bill they're supposed to finish, although it's not clear if they're going to do that. They have an energy bill that's been languishing for a while, and of course they have all the appropriations bills to do in the next few months.
You know, Stephanie, one of the things that I think has contributed to this, and it's happened in the last 10 years, and that's the reason I think we've seen an increase in the acrimony over the last few years, and that is that the Democrats were in charge of both houses of Congress for so long, for like 40 years, except for a two-year period in 80 to 82. They were in charge of both houses for about 40 years. And so when they quit being in charge, for the most of the last 10 years have not been the majority, except for like, about a one-year period, maybe a year and a half. I think what has happened is the Democrats still haven't learned how to be the minority and follow and compromise, and the Republicans haven't learned how to be the leaders.
I think that's very true. I think, it's hard for there to be, there's generally going to be acrimony no matter what you do, but there's hard for there to be a lot of acrimony when one party is in control of both sides. Yeah.
Right. And it is interesting. Now let's talk about we've got about 30 seconds. Let's get started talking about one of the things that's going to be coming up, the highway bill, right?
Right.
That's going to be an ugly one, isn't it?
It is going to be an ugly one because both the House and the Senate have passed bills that are much larger than the president has indicated he's willing to sign.
Right.
So I think you'll see, you may just see an extension past the election rather than them trying to come up with an actual piece of legislation.
And if they come up with one, will he veto it?
He's been pretty strong that he is, so he's going to look pretty silly if he doesn't.
How long has it been, Stephanie, since a president didn't veto anything in his whole first four years in office?
Oh, I'm sure it was before I was around.
I think it was like maybe back to Coolidge or something like that. Stand by. We're going to take a quick break. I'll have to call our presidential historian, Bert Folsom, and ask him that. 20 after, actually. We'll be right back with Stephanie Vance. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Stephanie Vance, the author of Government by the People, How to Communicate with Congress. And Stephanie, tell us where your book's available.
Well, it's available on my website, which is www.advocacyguru.com.
Right,
and people can buy it there, credit card, checks, all kinds of stuff.
All that
carrier pigeon.
Yeah. And they can, well, tell us what else is on your site.
Well, I've got a lot of resources on the site. I have a great advocacy tip sheet that I send out every couple weeks. I'm not
it's
as diligent
good.
As you.
It's very good.
But it's a good notice. It's entertaining, hopefully. And I have a lot of good free resources. I also have a new online class I'm offering for free at a different website called advocacyclassroom.com.
Okay. And folks, if you're out there in your communities, part of the volunteer organization, maybe the Chamber of Commerce or whatever group that's trying to make sure that your voice is heard at the State House or in Washington, you'd like to know how to do a better job, be more professional, and be more efficient in plugging in with your elected representatives. That's what Stephanie does, right, Steph?
It's true. I work with groups all around the country, helping them understand how to better communicate with Congress. And I think people feel like Congress doesn't really listen to them, and, you know, in some cases that's true, and in some cases it's just because they don't know how to ask properly.
But everything that you do would also help, say, a Chamber of Commerce work with their local city council and with their House of their legislators and their state senators, right, and the governors.
Well, absolutely. I mean, the principles that I talk about in terms of effective communication with elected officials apply no matter what level of government you're talking to.
And she's not going to lobby for you, folks. She's just going to help you learn how to say these things better and to be more efficient in your activity. So I encourage you to check out her website. Give it to us one more time, Stephanie.
It's www.advocacyguru.com.
You know, Stephanie, I know communities. I know some stories about communities that finally asked one of their statesmen after he'd retired, to evaluate the relationship that they had with him, and maybe, you know, to get him to give them some advice on how to have been a better community for him as he represented them as part of his district or her district. And I have two or three examples like this. And the consensus from those people was that, well, you guys didn't ask me for anything, and when you did, you really weren't very organized.
Yeah, well, it's really true. I mean, people feel like they go in, they meet with their elected officials, they feel like they're educating them on the issues, and that the elected officials would just somehow magically know what they want. But
right. You've
got to be really specific about what you want and the steps that the elected official needs to take in order to help you achieve that goal.
Well, and you have to educate yourself about how it works when you've got to give them the ammunition that they can go put in the weapon that they use, not your wish list. This is not like talking to Santa Claus, is it?
No, it's not. You don't get to go up there and sit on their lap and say, I want a pony and I want this and I want that. I mean, if you want an appropriation, you need to be able to tell them what bill it's in, what line number, how much you want, and to be able to write for them all of the materials they need to make that happen.
Well, and also, your representative may not have that much control over some of the things. And certainly you can ask them to vote for certain things or not to vote, or to vote against certain things. But it would help if you understood how they plugged into the whole process.
Well, absolutely. I mean, sometimes they aren't the right people to get done what you need to get done, and you need to help them figure out who they need to work with to achieve those goals.
And if you just say, I need you to do this for me, and they can't, then it just frustrates everybody.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, exactly. Back to the highway bill. This is one of the big news right now, and you know, there's some question about whether it's going to even be available to the president to veto, and we don't know whether he's going to veto it or not. What's another bill that's out there?
Well, the energy bill continues to lurk out there for another year. It's really hard to say whether they're going to be able to do anything on that. I mean, I think for the next few months, the big things are going to be the appropriations bill. I mean, that's just what they need to, that's their general order of business, but that's where they always have the most amount of fights, and it's going to be particularly bad this year.
Well, those are things that they just about have to do. There are 13 of those puppies, aren't there?
Yep, and they do have to get them done every year or else the government shuts down. And this year in particular is going to be difficult because the summer is shortened by the caucuses. You know, by the Democratic and Republican caucus meetings. So, it's going to be interesting to see what they can get done between now and then.
Is this going to be one of the most bitter presidential campaigns and therefore congressional campaigns since, let's say, 1968 and 72?
I think it's going to be pretty bad. I mean, I think you're already seeing on both sides a real nastiness towards each other, and I think a lot of the Democrats are going to be, they're going to continue to be unhappy with the president on Iraq and foreign issues, and especially if gas prices continue to go up, that's going to be a real issue.
Yep.
And, you know, likewise, the president's going to continue to try and paint Kerry as a, you know, Eastern liberal.
Right.
And, it's going to be ugly. And then, of course, with Nader in the race, everyone's going to be mad at him. So
it's going to be a wacky season. I'm ready. And I hate to say this, but I'm ready for it to be over with because it's going to wear us all out.
Starting.
Thank you, Stephanie. Good job today. Give us your website one more time.
Certainly. It's www.advocacyguru.com.
Thanks, Stephanie. See you next time.
All right. Thank you,
Stephanie
Jim.
Stephanie Vance, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. I'll be right back with a new friend, Jan Norman. We're going to talk about marketing. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.